Hi, I'm Andy, and together with Minna, we are the founders of the Focal Academy. We focus on mentoring and teaching to success principles and how to apply these principles to three areas of life that money can't buy: health, time, and love, your relationship. Are you confused with all the latest fad diets out there? For as long as I can remember, there's always some type of diet that was in fashion during the time. And then a few years later, someone will tell you that that diet's no good and there's a better one. Some of the more popular ones were probably the Atkins diet, or even in recent years, the Paleo diet and the ketogenic diet. And then of course, there are the people that says the Paleo diet is not good for you, it's not good for your health, and that the keto diet just doesn't work. With all the new diets out there, how do you know what is healthy or safe to eat? Are you just going to blindly trust whatever celebrity is endorsing you? Or are you going to spend time reading through hundreds and hundreds of research papers? What about this big push for the vegan diet that's telling people to eat only plant-based foods only? Is the vegan diet really better than other diets? Well, that depends. First of all, everyone has their own bio-individuality. You may react better to certain foods than others, but another person may have a completely different experience with those same foods. But there is one key point that is true for every single human being. The quality of the foods that you eat, no matter what diet you choose to follow, is more important than what type of foods you eat. Let's focus on the vegan diet here. It is very popular right now, and based on the animal rights issue, I'm not opposed to it. We all seen pictures of how these animals were treated inhumanely, so I can see why so many people are against eating animals. However, if you choose to only eat plant-based foods, it is really hard to get all the nutrients that your body needs, such as vitamin D, B12, iron, zinc, and calcium. Some vitamins and minerals are more abundant in meats than plants. Min and I, we eat mostly vegetables, but sometimes we still go for a good steak or a grass-fed burger. So what do you do if you have a craving for burgers? Well, there are companies such as Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat that created plant-based burger patties that actually look and taste like beef, but are 100% vegan. Even the fast food chains are starting to monopolize on the vegan movement. Burger King has the Impossible Whopper, McDonald's has the PLT, and Fatburger has the Impossible Fatburger. Many restaurants are either using the Impossible Burger or Beyond Burger as their plant-based option. But there's one problem with these plant-based options. Just because they are not meat products doesn't mean they are healthier for you. In fact, they may actually be harmful to your body. Just read the label of these plant-based products and you will see toxic ingredients such as fillers, food additives, artificial coloring, soy, highly refined sugars, oils, and grains. And that's not it. What's even more scary is the alarming amount of glyphosate found in these products. You may have already seen them in the news. Glyphosate is a cancer-causing herbicide and is the main ingredient in America's most popular weed killer, Roundup. Moms Across America, which is a nonprofit group, funded independent tests to be done on the Impossible Burger and Beyond Burgers, and the results were shocking. The Impossible Burger was tested with 11 parts per billion of glyphosate, and the Beyond Burger was better at one parts per billion. But studies have shown that even just 0.1 parts per billion of glyphosate has shown to alter gene expressions and your genetic code. So the level of glyphosate in these plant-based products are way beyond what was considered acceptable levels to the human body. Glyphosate is a very dangerous toxin that can cause problems with heavy metals that's already inside your body. If you decide to try a vegan diet, the best way to avoid glyphosate is to buy whole organic fruits and vegetables. It is really a non-negotiable nowadays because conventional farming practices almost guarantee that there will be glyphosate in the produce. Even organic produce will have trace amounts of glyphosate due to the rainfall and irrigation, but they're infinitely less amounts than conventional produce. Also, if you do choose to go vegan, even if you eat organic non-GMO produce only, you'll still have a hard time getting all the nutrients you need. So I would recommend that you supplement your diet with a pharmaceutical grade nutritional supplementation. I've included a link to the only brand we trust below. And if you really crave a burger like we do once in a while, then go eat some real food. You can make your own burger from a high quality grass-fed beef or buy a good grass-fed steak to satisfy your craving. It's okay to have a good quality burger or steak once in a while. Diet variation is the key to proper health. And that steak or burger can help you with your vitamins D, B12, your iron, your zinc, and calcium that may be missing from your vegan diet. If you want to learn more on how glyphosate can harm your body, check out the link I included below. If you're experiencing brain fog, weight loss resistance, digestive problems, hormone dysregulation, muscle and joint pains, and many other chronic problems, the underlying cause to these problems may be due to toxins and heavy metals that are inside your body. If you want to find out more about the effects of heavy metal and toxins in your body and what you can do about it, sign up here for upcoming True Cellular Detox webinar. It's a free webinar and click on the link below. Till next time, love what you live and live what you love.